It's very important. When you do progressive conditioning for yourself, you want to know where you want to be at the end of, say, 21 days.
Mm-hmm. Set a realistic goal.
Set a realistic goal.
Not one of these goals like, I want to have sex with two women at once at the end of 21 days. It's a different product.
Well, see, we're talking here about changing yourself. So make the goal have to do
with you.
With you.
It's excellent. That is excellent.
Pick a simple goal. I'll give a common example. At the end of 21 days, you want to be able to approach any woman you like, you see, in any situation and ask her out.
That's a good goal.
It's a good goal. It's a simple goal, but many people have problems with that goal. So how do you start? Well, what do? You have 21 days. Other systems will have you, well, visualize yourself doing that for 21 days. Guess what?
It just does not work.
It may work. It may not work. It will not be permanent, that's for sure.
Right.
And then you're visualizing just one action. So at the end of 21 days,
you're capable of doing that with one girl.
That's it. Now, it's just a lot to do. To go from zero, even if it's just in your mind, to go from zero to doing this thing perfectly.
Right.
That's not how progressive conditioning works. With progressive conditioning, this is what you would do. You would pick one thing. One thing that you may or may not be able to do, but let's say it's something you can do well. I'll give you an example. Most people can approach someone else, man, woman, child, and ask them what time it is.
Right.
Very simple.
Right.
And that's what you do. Day one. 30 minutes. You do it at least once every minute. That is 30 times. If you do it more, even better. Do not overdo it. Do not do it for over 2 hours. Very important. Do not overdo it.
Now, why this exercise in particular? Just to get people to approach total strangers.
The first exercise, I don't even want to give it a goal other than just to know what time it is.
Okay, so that's the goal. The goal is to find out what time it is. By the way, guys, you know what? If they tell you the wrong time, call them on it. Because you know the time. The time is exactly 1 minute after you ask the other person. So if they say it's 8:32 when you know for a fact it's 8:33, let them know that you just asked somebody else and they said it was 8:32 a minute ago. Let them think you're weird. Who cares?
It doesn't matter. Now, here's this exercise. Day one, this is what I want you guys to do. When you go out and ask, what time is it? And of course, you can do this with guys. Or skip the step of asking guys. Just ask women. If you have a hard time asking what time it is, then start asking guys what time it is for day one. But most people do not have that level of insecurity. Most people can actually ask someone what time it is.
This is just a very simple start to progressive conditioning exercise. This is very, very, very simple, and it's just a step to get to really, really powerful stuff. And basically what's going to happen is that you're going to feel so little pain when it's about time to get to the part that really matters, which is getting some.
This is painless. Now, do it for half an hour, 1 hour, an hour and a half.
2 hours.
No more.
Okay.
And I want you to do this while not wearing a watch.
And turn off your cell phone, too.
No cell phone, no watch. You're going to approach people, women. You're going to ask them the time, and you will have no watch on you.
For the first day, I think it's a good idea for you to do two separate exercises. We're still going to get you 21 days worth of stuff, but this is the other thing you're going to do. And this is going to be probably the longest day that you're going to have, besides the last 2 days. Basically, what I think you should do is, either in the workbook or in a separate journal, whatever, you're going to start making a list. And the list does not have to be so elaborate as on the first day. But as much time and effort as you can put into it, you're better off. Start by making one major goal. And make the goal realistic enough. Make the goal that you can approach women and talk to them in any situation and ask them out and feel confident with that. Put that as your major goal. And then, just spend a couple of seconds imagining what it's going to be like when you actually have that goal in 21 days. And think of every single obstacle that comes into your path as you're doing that. Every single thought, every single stupid idea that you possibly have when you're fantasizing deep inside your head, just write down, well, she may be too tall, she may be too short, I may not be attractive enough for her, her boyfriend's going to be there. Whatever you come up with, write it down, because we're going to start eliminating the actual crap. Because behind all that crap is one, maybe two, fundamentally retarded things that got installed in you when you were younger. And I'm not placing any blame on anything like your parents or society, nothing like that. But it exists, and we are starting to identify what that crap is, where it came from, and how we're going to get rid of it once and for all. So start off by finding out what objections you come up with. That's the first step. That's the first step you need to take before you get to the point where you find out what those objections really, truly mean.
And if you have a hard time or any objections to asking someone the time, then you know you have serious crap to deal with.
Right. Then you know what? Then email me. advancementtech@earthlink.net, and either Lucas, which is me, or Archer is going to answer you. Just, you can point out, you can say, hey, Archer, can you send this email to Lucas? That's the best way to get to me. Okay, so day one, you go out, spend a half an hour at least asking people what time it is, women, what time it is. And you'll know when your half hour is up because they'll let you know. They'll tell you exactly what time it is. You'll know what the first person says and you'll know what the last person says. Does that make sense? Then, after that, not before that, but after that, because this is important, the chronology implicit and explicitly important in all of this. You need to make this list after you go out. After you go out and talk to somebody. And you know what? This is very important. Some of you are actually going to get a headache before you go out and do this. And you're going to say, well, I'll start it tomorrow. The headache thing is actually a different problem. If a headache shows up because you are planning on changing something about yourself, it can be a fairly serious concern because it may show up every single time in every aspect of your life. And I swear to God, you need to email me as soon as possible about that. So you can stop the tape, stop the CD now. Yeah, tape. Are we back in the 80s? Stop the CD now and
We'll talk to you again tomorrow.